accept things I cannot change,
the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I want to welcome everyone to the Fellowship Development Workshop of the 9th Biannual Florida Service Symposium. What we're going to basically do here is I am going to give a brief synopsis of what the Florida Region's Fellowship Development does, and then open it up for a Q&A to the best of my ability to answer your questions. Currently, I do not have a co-leader. His life got extremely busy, which we're grateful that it actually did. But I will be using the assistance of our HRP team and our handsome IT tech assistant over there, who has been fortunate enough to call me and say, "Hey, Ernest, when are you actually getting on your 3:30? I said, "It was at 4:30. He said, "No, it's 3:30. And lovely Belinda, who said, "Ernest, you want me to take over?" So, fellowship development at the Florida region takes place on Saturday, and it is an all-day affair. It starts 9 a.m. And goes until 5 p.m. Saturday of regional weekend. Our fellowship development, and I'm actually reading this from our guide, the fellowship development group meets twice each RSC weekend. The morning session is a large group discussion meeting that any RCM, area subcommittee chairperson, or other area trusted servants, regional trusted servants, or any NA member residing in a Florida region are encouraged to attend. That's the afternoon session is a meeting of work groups assigned particular projects. Both of these meetings are facilitated by the fellowship development leader and or co-leader with the assistance of the members of the administrative work group as needed. And our purpose of the group is to further our primary purpose by developing and creating specific projects that will enable the region and its member areas and groups to better carry the message of recovery and enhance growth and development within our fellowship. The primary function is to discuss issues and give input to be submitted to fellowship development in regards to new potential work groups. We usually use roundtable discussions to discuss any particular project or issue that may be occurring. We use open mic project suggestions where we just speak about it directly on the floor and it's not in a round table discussion. And then we take a look at the written out submission project forms and come to a consensus-based decision on the priority of them. The Florida region is consensus-based. We are an 80-20 consensus-based. So nothing moves unless we have 80% consensus. The two sessions that I previously discussed in the morning session, which is area support, we do an open service meeting. And again, it's met on Saturdays. That meeting, again, is by RCM, subcommittee chairpersons, trusted servants, any members, or any of the admin group, including our coordinators, and Ezra Kay, who's actually on this call, the tech assistant, is our current IT coordinator. And that is where a lot of discussion about Florida region issues and or zonal and or anything that may need to be discussed from a world standpoint takes place during that morning session. The afternoon session, again, is where any current projects are discussed. What's the status? Have we moved forward? Has that group evolved into something greater than what was initially its function? They are ongoing work groups that takes place. But for those of you that still operate out of Robert's rules, let me give you some idea of basically what our projects are and how we actually use consensus based to come up with them. So the term project, some of you use ad hocs, but we use it as a project, is a structure that refers to a predetermined activity assigned to a work group, meaning currently, let's say we have a work group that is dealing with loss. As NA members, we deal with losing family members. We deal with losing other recovering addicts, sponsors, friends of that nature. How do we deal with that in recovery? How do we deal with that in the Florida region that could potentially be an example to other regions, potentially the world? So we currently have a work group project that is designed specifically to come up with more detailed means, typically utilizing resources that may have already been done, that is posted on NA.org. We may just go into a little bit more detail on what we can do to assist members who are dealing with loss. That's just a single project that is taking place currently, but we have several projects that are ongoing. So those projects get discussed, and that's what a project is. It's a group of members that are assigned with a specific task. If you do Robert's rules, they call them ad hocs, whereas though it's a group of members that's designed with a specific task. But in consensus base, we actually call them projects. When you are part of Fellowship Development in the Florida region, anyone may suggest a project. To be specific, it says suggestions may come from the area support group, which is our morning session, regional committee members, which are RCMs. If you are old school, I believe they were called ASRs or something like that. I could be mistaken, but I think it was ASRs. I got clean after that. They were RCMs since I've been clean. The FRIC, the RSO, Administrator Committee, Resource Coordinators, HRP, or members at large, anyone that is participating or in attendance at Fellowship Development may actually suggest a work group project. We use a form, an idea project submission form. What that form does is basically say, let's give us a beginning name of what you're trying to accomplish. Let's give a description of what you're trying to accomplish. Let's give the resources that you are looking to help assist in that. An example would be the helping dealing with loss. The resources we want to utilize are members who've actually dealt with loss, got to the other side of it clean. We want to actually use those members and those resources to help put together a more detailed resource for members that are dealing with loss. So we want you to actually put, what is your idea of what's going to be required or the resources that's going to be required to actually accomplish the task that you're trying to set out to do. And we use a form to do that. How are the suggested projects presented to Fellowship Development? Typically during that roundtable discussion, we will have a member who will represent that particular table to bring forward any project and express that project or explain that project to the remainder of the body of Fellowship Development. Once they do, it is prioritized and we use a point system to prioritize projects. And the purpose behind that is that we can't handle 20, 40, 50 projects at once. Our region just is not large enough to be able to handle that. So what we do is we prioritize projects. That point system is based on a voting system. Each project receives a vote based on high priority, leave it on the agenda, or put it on the back burner, basically. And that's not the technical term. I'm just using that as an example to bring forward or bring some awareness to how our point system works. So priority is 3 points. Leave it in the queue is two, and put it on a back burner is 1 point. And everyone will vote. And those projects with the highest points are established as top priority. The rest of them, they don't just go away. They don't just disappear. They go in a queue. And as one project is complete, the next one in the queue goes into the works. And our lovely HRP members that are on here that had that meeting prior to this one discussed how they actually recruit and or bring members to the table to assist in getting these projects done. On the second half of our day, any previous projects that were already in the works gets discussed, find out if they've come to a final solution. We keep updated reports, updated statuses. Any projects that are left in the queue too long, we reprioritize them. As a fellowship development leader, basically, if we have a project and it's been sitting in the queue for, say, 2, 3, 4 RSCs, which we meet every other month, 3 RSCs is a total of 6 months. If after that time frame, it's sat there without being staffed, with no movement, we bring it back to the table and ask the body again where they stand at with this project. Is it something that's still a priority? Is it something that you guys want to reprioritize? Is it something that you feel as though we no longer need? So we consistently do a reconciliation of work groups that are in the queue while moving forward the ones that are actually being worked on. I actually have a Q&A here that I'm actually reading from. Part of it is from a previous FSS, which is Florida Service Symposium, work group on fellowship development that was compiled by several regions that have fellowship development, because not every region actually functions that way. And by some previous fellowship development leaders. So that's primarily what our fellowship development does. Another aspect that hasn't been discussed as far as work group projects, that part of our region is island nations. They are on the islands, and one of our island nations is Bermuda. But Bermuda is not a U.S. territory or country. It is a British territory. So what happens is, if they have convicted felons, and I'm using the term felons because it's something we understand here in the States. It's not called felons in Great Britain. It's called something else. But if they meet the criteria of a felony, they are not allowed to come to the United States. However, they are a part of our region. So what fellowship development does, and it's a young, although they have plenty of members with time, the organized service body there is relatively young. So fellowship development put together biannual team that flies out to Bermuda and assists in their service structure. Myself has gone before, Belinda has gone before, Stephanie has gone before. So these are members that are actually on this call. We go there with our experience about service. We connect them back to the Florida region. More recently, what we started doing because of COVID, which has been a blessing in disguise for the island nations, is we now do a hybrid fellowship development to connect them to us real time, which has been an asset for any island nations that can't actually or do not have the finances to get to us. So another part of fellowship development is to assist in the growth of service to the areas that can't get to us that are a part of the Florida region. And that's been fantastic as well. One other thing that we do in fellowship development is anytime an area is trying to change their service structure, similar to, at one point in time, the Florida region was Robert's Rules. And if I'm not mistaken, in 2005, I believe, or 2009, they shifted over from Robert's Rules to consensus-based. There were several members that were a part of that transition that lend their experience to us as newer members, because when I came in, it was already consensus-based. What we do is we go to different areas and help educate them on what consensus-based is, because many areas have been using Robert's Rules for so long that they don't have the experience in their areas to make a transition from Robert's Rules to consensus-based. So we assist there as fellowship development. Essentially, what we do is anything that we can offer our area members that is going to help assist them carry the message of recovery, that's actually what we do at Regional Fellowship Development. Questions?
I'm an addict named Vernon. Thank you, Ernest, for this workshop. Can you talk, are there many areas in the Florida region that do a hybrid version of fellowship development and Robert's Rules? And when can that apply?
To my knowledge, currently we have two areas that do consensus-based. That's Suncoast and Greater Orlando. I am unaware of any area in the Florida region that's doing a hybrid between fellowship development and or consensus-based and Robert's Rules. I do know that if you want to classify hybrid, like the Florida region, you can say does a hybrid. And what I mean by that is we do consensus-based except on finances. Finances is Robert's Rules. Does that answer your question? I think we have Steve from Arizona.
Yeah, I'm Steve, and I'm an addict. And thanks for putting this on, all the service people and whatnot. I really got a lot out of what you shared. And wow, the loss, you know, when you said loss, I was thinking like monetary loss or, you know, stuff from like the PR booths or whatever, but you're talking about human loss and grief and helping out the addicts, because my first sponsor passed away, and that was like 10 years ago. And members just helped me out, but that's just really cool. I just like to commend you on that. But my question is, here in Arizona, we've started a work group. It's called Information Technology. I'm on it. And what our purpose is to educate the fellowship or help out with technology like MS Teams or Zoom or any other of those types of things. Do you guys do anything, workshops like that, or have done anything like that?
Just so I understand your question, do we do anything to help educate our areas on technology?
Correct.
I'm going to allow our IT coordinator to answer that since he's actually on this call.
My name's Ezra Manadict, and I'm the technology resource coordinator for Florida Region. We have worked on a case-by-case basis with some areas when they have issues. It's mostly revolved around website support, BMLT, and recently Yap phone line systems. However, we have also, like at the beginning of the pandemic, we have worked with some areas and specifically some groups that reached out to get set up on Zoom. By all means, we'd be capable of helping anybody with questions about like Zooms or MS Teams or even G Suite getting set up with a not-for-profit, but we haven't like distributed material as far as that kind of stuff. that answer your question.
Yeah, another follow-up question. So do you have a web servant and an IT, like yourself, coordinator, or are they all in under one umbrella?
So for a while, I was doing everything because I didn't have an alternate and I didn't have a website committee. Now I'm very grateful to have a very capable alternate tech coordinator who actually leads a website development committee. And there's like three or four of them on a team, and they make all the changes to the website. They've been developing it far better than I could ever do. So it's kind of gotten separated out between IT and website. They're now two different things.
Yes, because in Arizona, we have a PR umbrella with public information, meeting directories and website, and then fellowship development. But we want some, the RCMs, or it's been an idea, this is why the work group is, to have an IT person at the regional level to answer questions. And we use Microsoft products for nonprofits, so we get it for free. We have all these email addresses that need to be maintained or started up. So yeah, that's, I think, where we're going to go. But we just, like anywhere else, we just need people to step up and be of service and do some training too. So thanks.
Steve, that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Craig, go ahead. Good to see you.
Hey, Ernest, you were a little late, man, but we got you, man. It's good to see you, Ernest. Thank you for your service, and thank you, Ezra, and everybody else who had a role in putting this on. I know there's a lot of background people working in the back, you know, working in the background to facilitate this and put it on. So thank you very much. So my question is a little bit like Steve's, and I have several questions, but I'm gonna try to keep it simple and share the time also. So my first one though would be, are there any within the Florida region, Ernest, are there any areas that have a fellowship development subcommittee? And that would be the first question. And
can I answer your question?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to remember, yeah. I'm getting up there. You see, I was late. So, there are no areas that have a subcommittee of fellowship development. However, we do have areas whose service structure incorporates fellowship development. Because to my understanding, when we move from Robert's rules to consensus-based. And for those who are unaware of consensus-based, feel free to ask questions. I'll try to be as brief as possible with that. When we move to a consensus-based service structure, we move into fellowship development at that point in time.
Okay, so the follow-up to that would be, I'm interested in the collaboration from regional FD to groups and areas in the Florida region, and how you guys go about being of service and providing some sort of purpose-driven service to the fellowship. How does that happen? Is it do you do an annual survey of some sort, finding out the needs of the members and the fellowship? Do you have some sort of strategic planning in place? I'm just trying to get a feel for where that value is with FD in your region.
One, I want to say that's a great question. It starts with our area members bringing into the morning session their concerns, their ideas, their perspectives about what's happening in their particular areas. That's where it starts at. Ultimately, what happens is we gather that information and create work group projects out of that. When those work group projects are created, at that point in time, under normal circumstances, the members of that work group will check to make sure it's not a project that World is already working on, so that we're not double working. We can collaborate with either World Service or whatever area submitted to the World Service to try to collaborate with them. Now, sometimes the Florida region come up with something that's not listed or discussed with any other area. When that takes place, our RD and AD team participates in fellowship development and moves that to the next body of service. And at that point in time, those ideas can evolve from there. What we try not to do is leapfrog the service structure by bypassing the RDAD team and going straight to World's Fellowship Development. We try to allow it to go through the proper process.
Okay, thank you, Ernst. I had a couple more, but I'll wait. I know other people, if we have time at the end and no one has a question, I have another question.
Okay, Andrew, go for it.
Hi, I'm Andrew Manatic, GSR for a group in the Treasure Coast area. Can you briefly explain the difference between Robert's Rules and consensus-based, and why does fellowship development come in at that transition?
Okay, another great question. Robert's Rules, I won't say anything negative about it. Robert's Rules is a majority plus one. And that's how things go. It's two pros, two cons, majority plus one, majority rules, which essentially says if there's 100 people, 51 members can tell 49 members what to do. That's 49 resentments, okay? Now, with consensus base in the Florida region, because different areas or regions have different numbers, we do an 80-20, which is 80% of the body needs to agree to move something forward. When 80% of the body agrees, it's normally true consensus. And we don't use unanimity and consensus-based. That's a Robert's Rules terminology. That is unanimous voting. We use a term called true consensus. When you can get to 80%, you usually have everyone on board. Here's the difference. However a motion is written, that's how it's written. You do two pros, two cons, you vote, it's an up or down, pass or fail. When you do consensus based, it's a proposal, it's not a motion. When it's written, it will go in one way and it will be discussed until everyone agrees. Hey, you know what? I think fellowship development should meet on Sunday. What do you think? Well, I don't like it meeting on Sunday. I still like it meeting on Saturday. Well, if I like it meeting on Sunday and you like it meeting on Saturday, how can we come up with some agreement that we both get what we want? What can we do? Well, you know what? The reason why I don't like it on Sunday is because it drags out too long. Okay, well, let's do half of it Saturday and half of it Sunday morning. I'm on board with that. So we both agree, but we altered the proposal. It wasn't an up or down vote. It wasn't as written. That's the difference between consensus-based and Robert's Rules. Where fellowship development comes into play at is sometimes that discussion can be lengthy. We can use fellowship development to discuss all of that. There's not a lot of discussion with Robert's Rules. There's a little bit more discussion with consensus-based. That's where fellowship development comes in at. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think I understand a little better now. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Craig, we can come back to you.
There were no other hands up, Ernest.
No, I don't see any.
All right. Shit, what the hell was I going to ask now?
Your last question was about collaborating with World.
Yeah, but I'm also interested in, I'm not hearing any mention of collaboration with the Southeast Zonal Forum, the zone, as far as fellowship development. And, you know, kind of wanted to ask you of, what are some of the things that I heard about the loss? I can relate to what Steve said. My sponsor passed away too. And, you know, the offshore region, I understand that. But I was just wondering, what are some of the other things that areas or someone have brought to FD to maybe play a role in, such as demographics not in our meetings or some of the things that really impact our groups? So it's kind of a multi kind of question, but I'm not hearing anything about any type of zonal collaboration with your region and FD or PR.
I will, as far as FD and zonal, we have not collaborated with them. That's the short of that. As far as PR, the zonal PR guy is a part of our region. So we benefit from that. As far as I do have a project that expanded beyond the Florida region, though. Here in Florida, and this is something for you guys that are not in Florida. We have West Palm Beach, which is the treatment center capital of the United States. And what was happening was there were so many treatment centers coming in that they were absorbing meeting resources. And what I mean by that is key tags, meeting list, the pamphlets and stuff like that. They were absorbing that, but they weren't offering Seventh Tradition. So all the meetings were more than half treatment centers. And they were taking all of the resources, but the meetings were not actually getting back any Seventh Tradition. So what was transpiring was they were coming to Region and asking for financial assistance. And that's what we do. That's what our region does. So we put together a work group project. And we also discovered that there were a couple other areas that were running into the same issue. We put members together and they came up with a trifold pamphlet specifically to go to using PR, using our PR, to go to the treatment centers, which are actually funded. And they have a budget specifically to buy literature from Narcotics Anonymous, but they were going to the treatment centers with the trifold, with the pamphlet that I do have, I can make available. And they were speaking with the staff and the budgetary members there to say, hey, we're seeking for you guys to either make Seventh Tradition donations and or start purchasing the literature to put inside of your facilities. So that when you bring the treatment centers out, they're not absorbing the resources from the meeting itself. They started to have literature purchased. They started to have members. There was an increase in the Seventh Tradition donation. That then started to go out to other areas outside of the Florida region because it became an asset. How far it extended, I can't answer. But it extended beyond the Florida region because we started discovering that that was an issue that many areas were having. Ron, go for it. Ron, before you go, Craig, did you have any other questions?
No, thank you, Ernest. I appreciate it. Good to see you.
Same here, brother. Go ahead, Ron.
I'm an addict. My name is Ron. I wanted to build on what you and Craig were talking about. Craig, I had a beautiful experience with Fellowship Development at the Florida region that was basically, in essence, was born, in my opinion, out of the Southeast Zone of Farm, and that's the YAP process. And we had some serious discussion and foundational information that took place in Fellowship Development. So by the time the Southeast Zone of Farm made a presentation, I had a grasp and an elementary knowledge of what to expect from that. So that was not only a helpline type function, but it was a public relations expedition, in my opinion. And it reached across the whole Southeast Zone of Farm. And so I think without the Fellowship Development, and the good thing about that, it wasn't just our delegate process that was involved. The newcomers, the area, the RCMs, anybody involved in that Fellowship Development room could actually do Q&A and build on that. So by the time it got back to my home group, it didn't take a whole lot of a mystery. It took a lot of mystery out of what was actually going on. So I'm just letting you know that from my experience, Fellowship Development is doing a wonderful job in taking the home group to the Southeast Zone of Farm and bringing the Southeast Zone of Farm back to the home group. And that includes those island nations that we just talked about. So I just wanted, that's what I heard. And I just wanted to build on that and give you an experience, because I know that you are a PR kind of guy, Craig, and I wouldn't dare let you miss that. So thanks for letting me share.
Hey, Craig, rather you know this or not, we're going to create a PR position specifically for Fellowship Development, and Ron will be heading that up. Andrew, go for it.
Andrew Attic. So I'm still kind of struggling to understand exactly what Fellowship Development is. Now, before you explain further, let me tell you what I think it means. It sounds like it Fellowship Development is there to help groups, meetings, service bodies who are struggling in particular to solve their problems. Is that about right?
That is one aspect of Fellowship Development. Another aspect is it doesn't have to be a problem or an issue. It could just be an idea that any member can bring forward that will lend assistance to carrying the message to the still sick and suffering. What I mean by that is you know, like when an area is trying to transition from Robert's rules to consensus based, that's actually not a problem. It's just an area being guided by an experienced service body with members that have that experience and can assist in that transition. When we go to the island nations, it's not that that's a problem. It's we're just trying to help carry the message. We're trying to help develop the fellowship. It's a new area. Not that it's a new area, it's a young service structure. So what we're trying to do is just help them develop their service structure.
So in that sense, how does it differ from PR?
PR normally goes out to the general public. They usually go to police officers, hospitals, treatment centers. They're dealing with the general public. We are still dealing internally inside of the fellowship.
Okay, I get it.
Ernest, would it be helpful to identify the different components of Fellowship Development so that the inference is not that Fellowship Development is one little clump of people that is broken down into different facilitators and co-leaders and what they do? Maybe that might be helpful.
I can share what was read at the beginning about the two parts of fellowship development, which is area support in the morning and FD in the afternoon. I can share that out to you guys if that'll be helpful. And if this call ends, Andrew, I make myself available as an FD leader if it requires a more in-depth discussion as far as what we do. Also, we are hybrid. I encourage you to participate at the next RSC. So you can participate in fellowship development and get a more a better experience because sometimes a verbal description does not properly lend to what it actually does. So there's multiple ways to get you on board with that.
Thank you.
Vernon, to answer your question, I will make what I read at the beginning available.
Thank you.
Scott.
That's not what I asked. Okay.
Vernon, can I come back to you? Scott, did I lose him? Did we lose him? You're on mute, Scott.
Yeah, sorry. I got a sticky mouse that's causing me problems. I'm Scott. I'm the RD from Missouri, Show Me Region. And something we have kind of issues with that I wondered if you can address through FD is we have a lot of rural areas where we don't have Narcotics Anonymous. And we're trying to address that through fellowship development. And do you have any experience with that? Or could we ask some of the participating members if they have information with that?
There are more experienced members, but what I can say is for the areas that we had that were remote, we typically coordinated with our PR because we have to first find facilities to be able to meet. So PR is the face to the public. But to the members, PR, we coordinate with PR and fellowship development and PR in conjunction with one another is the face internally to the fellowship.
Okay. I guess we have members. Maybe I see it a little bit differently. And I'm going to mute and let somebody else talk.
Craig, before I call on you, Vernon, were you incomplete with your?
Well, yes. Could you identify what trusted service positions make up fellowship development?
Sure. Give me one second.
I.e.
FD leader. I'm going to be specific with it. Any RCM, area subcommittee members, area trusted servants, regional trusted servants, or any NA member residing in the Florida region?
I think she's talking about the resource coordinator, the IT coordinator, umbrella fellowship development.
What trusted servants make up fellowship development, not who participates? We have the IT coordinator, corrections coordinator, PR coordinator, and I said IT, corrections, PR.
H&I
coordinator. Thank you, Belinda.
Thank you, Belinda, thank you.
Craig, go ahead.
Just real quick in responding to Andrew. Andrew, I put an email address, put a website address in the chat. That's the Northeast Zonal Forum Fellowship Development website that the zone has an FD subcommittee. And the thing about fellowship development, while the name may sound new, we've been doing fellowship development for years. We just didn't call it that. We've been doing it formally and informally. Formally could be as as simple as me helping other members learn about the conference agenda report and those kind of things, because fellowship development is not just external, it's internal. And PR and FD are in a lot of ways two sides of the same coin and working together. There's internal, external. And fellowship, formal fellowship development can be some of the things that Ernest and the Florida FD committee is doing. It could mean helping. Here's an example of an existing FD task that has nothing to do with a new area or a new developing area, an existing area. Helping grow the number of groups that participate in the conference agenda report. That's a fellowship development task, could be an initiative, because it's all about the continuation and growth of NA. What better way to help facilitate that is to look at the number of groups in our region or area that participate in the CAR and work in a formal, thoughtful, deliberate kind of way to help raise the number of groups that know about the CAR and participate in it. The other one is when you look around, like I was mentioning, you look around the area and what demographic is missing from the meetings. And look at that as a formal way, a strategic way to go out and carry our message and bring that demographic into the fellowship of NA in that community. That's fellowship development, because that's growing NA and growing the footprint. So there are multiple ways to do this. No one has like a copyright on it. It's just ways to think of how can we better carry our message? How can we work to grow the footprint of NA, working with public relations, internal, external, and looking at ways to do that. And having a subcommittee helps put the focus on it and gives a group of people a chance to like build some strategies and those kind of things. So I hope that helped, Andrew.
Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate that. Lewis.
I'm Lewis and I'm an addict. A great presentation, everyone. Good to hear you. You know, it's weird. I'm looking around. I see Adam, but I don't see anybody else from the Northeast Zonal Forum here. And I'm from the Midwest Zonal Forum. Don't seem to be here. But the Northeast Zonal Forum to do some specific fellowship development projects. Oh, Jim's here too. That they've been doing in the Northeast Zonal Forum. They're developing training programs for like RCMs and RDs. You know, they've done consensus-based decision-making workshops for local communities in the Northeast Zonal and elsewhere as well. We did one for the Southeast Zonal Forum. So those are some of the specific things that a fellowship development committee has done. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Ron, I see your hand up. I want to, in the interest of time, are you okay? All right.
We have some time because we don't have anything scheduled until 5 o'clock. So if you want to run a little over, that's okay.
I personally won't make that decision, but you guys here can make that decision. I'll stay on, but I won't personally make that decision. Are any of you guys against bypassing our designated time? Because I try to the best of my ability to honor time commitments, with the exception of coming on here late. Ron, go for it.
I'm an addict. My name is Ron. I wanted to reach back to Scott, and I think he just left. No, he's there. No. Scott, sometimes when you take the title off of a situation and look at the actual function, it makes it simpler. And I wanted to give an illustration, but it was formal. I have participated, when you talk about rule, one of our island nations is Trinidad Tobago. And I participated in the public relations initiative in Trinidad where we, on behalf of the Florida region, where we did a public relations presentation to the school board, which is nothing like the school board in the state of Florida. And so we went out and what we did was carried the message, but we were able to take the local membership with us in that panel. So, you know, and so when you talk about rural, you know, sometimes you have to just look at your imagination with that and stuff, because it is doable. I've also, before we had a fellowship development subcommittee or committee at all in the Florida region, the Bahamas was another island nation, and I've gone there as a member more than once to the Bahamas, which is landlocked. They have NA there. They have two meetings, and they see each other all the time. So they had, and their specific focus was on H&I, because they do have a prison there. They have gangs in the prison, but also the gangs affiliation in the home groups wanted to be involved. So that was an issue with them. And they had an ongoing convention where they were having some issues there. So they wanted some experience, strength, and hope simply from the convention area. So I just wanted to come back to you because I felt your struggle and say that it does happen. And sometimes it doesn't, and the trip to Trinidad was a Seven Traditions contribution from myself, because it was a need for the members down there and I had the funds. It was self-funded, but it was on behalf of the region, and the Trinidadians and the people from Tobago did not know that, and we didn't make that a big deal. But I just thought I would throw that out so that as you in the Show Me region, when you think that you want to do something, I think just having the willingness and that passion that we have as recovering addicts, don't let the formality stop you from doing what you have to do to carry the message. And thank you, Ernest. And I just wanted to get that out because I felt his frustration when he stopped talking. And I think I tapped into his spirit because he's smiling at me. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, everyone, for participating. I also want to thank the members who lended their experience in making this an enjoyable workshop. Thank you guys for your questions. I actually will be going back to this recording, seeing what we can do based on your questions to improve Florida region's fellowship development. I think it's always a positive thing that we get out of having this kind of discussion. I will ask that you guys, if you will, you're going to see outside of the members, because we're the service junkies and we'll participate in all these work groups. There's two faces that you're going to see primarily in the background. They're unsung heroes. That's going to be Michelle from the Heartland and Ezra from West Palm. They are the IT techs that are making all of this possible from a technological standpoint. Throughout the weekend, you're going to see their faces quite a bit. And when we have difficulties in the background to allow these Zoom meetings to function, they are all over it. So not only on these calls, if you could lend your thanks, but if you could reach out to them from a personal standpoint to lend a thanks for what they are doing that you guys don't even see happening up front. We're the face, we get to talk, but they are doing some things in the background that will go unnoticed. And I would like to bring attention to the work that they're putting forth that no one sees.
If I can just say something, and thank you, Ernest, but honestly, the best way that anybody here can thank us is by telling people in your areas and your regions about FSS, let them know that it's going on right now, and help us get the word out and get people to show up and make this as successful as possible. That would be that would be an amazing way of thanking us, and we'd appreciate that.
Thanks, Ezra. With that, if we could close with a moment of silence. God, grant me serenity
to accept things I cannot change,
the courage to change things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you, everyone, for participating. I'm not sure if they'll be leaving this window open for further discussion, but the next workshops are at 5 o'clock, which are women. There's women in service, men. There's a men's wrap. The Zoom links are available. I hope to see you guys there.
Thanks, Ernest.
Thanks
for all your service, man.
Thanks, Brady. Good to see you, brother.
Hey, everybody.
See you guys.
Bye, everyone.